All right. I'm going to pod that down and try to get a couple more things in here because we are running out of time. There's a band based out of Ohio that has a Ann Arbor lead singer. Now, the band is called Kentucky Chrome, and they're kind of doing a country rock thing. And Dan Mahalan from the Boomerangs is now their singer, and so they're playing down at the Wyandot Boat Club New Year's Eve. And if that were, if I were going to go out and go to a party, I think this would probably be one of the most fun to go to. The Boomerangs are always a wild and crazy group. And the Kentucky Chrome have been, they sent me an EP over the internet, but I wasn't able to download it, and I'm not literate like that. Anyways, this is a version of All I Do Is Cry, recorded on the Motor Live Drive with the Boomerangs, but it's very similar to the Kentucky Chrome band that Dan has now, and they are playing New Year's Eve at the Wyandot Boat Club. Here we are, All I Do Is Cry.
Tender ballad time, so ladies' choice. Flip side of GLORIA. Thought that you loved me. I see I was wrong. You've broken my heart now. It'll take you too long. Our love's on the dark side. 'Cause I know you lied. All my sweet love, but your words that is
we're going to pod the Boomerangs down and remind you that they are playing New Year's Eve with a band called Kentucky Chrome at the Wyandot Boat Fair Club. That's about it for Motor for the year. Keep in mind, people always say there's not much going on in Detroit, but wow, if you look around, you'll find some really good things, including coming up in the next hour, we've got the Motor Live Drive. We've got Brian from Simplicity here. They're going to be playing tomorrow night, Saturday night at the Magic Stick, and we just wanted to remind you that you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves, and we are changing gears. I got a couple important messages I got to get out of the way, and then we're going to go right into the Motor Live Drive. Can I do that?
The HFCC Community Service Club is always looking for new faces. The Community Service Club is a great way to help out your community, and also it can help you out with a scholarship application. Meetings are held twice monthly in the Student Center building. To find out how you can get involved, contact Deborah Alcamano at 313-317-6672. That's 313-317-6672.
At the karaoke bar, Greg shows the telltale signs of being wasted. First off, he's in a karaoke bar. On stage, he can't read the lyrics on the monitor. Greg decides to freestyle rap.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hello, hello, hello. It's good to be back, it's good to be
And hello, hello to you. This is Lynn, your host of No Boys Allowed, heard right here on WHFR 89.3. That's No Boys Allowed, where we explore the music of female artists who sing, who act, who play musical instruments, who speak quotable quotes. You'll even hear a recipe you might just like. Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 1 until 3 for No Boys Allowed with your host, Lynn, right here on WHFR, the station making waves. Where's that measuring cup?
All right, it is time. A Motor Live Drive at 5. We've got King Harvest here to do the interview today. How you doing there?
I'm doing just fine.
It'd help if I turned your mic on.
I see my new friend Brian out there. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm well. How are you?
You can pick me up. That's good. Okay. Oh, yeah. I thought before we get started, I'd just have you say a few things about what your earliest influences were and what got you interested in playing music and maybe how long you've been doing it.
Well, I mean, honestly, the earliest influence is the Beatles. My parents were huge Beatles fans, which I'm sure a lot of the baby boomers were. And I can't remember a time when we didn't have that music playing in the house. I, you know, at a very early age would just listen to the records, you know, just
right.
get, you know, the White Album going and, you know, Please
right.
Please Me. And that was like the earliest thing.
That's the first song you remember, Please Please Me?
That's, well, it's probably Love Me Do was the first one.
Yeah.
But Please Please Me is, I think, one of the ones that, like, struck me as being, you know, like a pop song that I thought was, like, really smart.
And so how old were you at that time, would you say?
I don't know, seven years old.
Wow, that's great. Okay. And all these years later, you're still digging it. That's fine.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then, you know, you get into high school and you get into electric guitar, and then Led Zeppelin becomes a big deal. And,
right,
you know,
right.
The Stones to a lesser extent, and the Grateful Dead, you know, huge country rock, you know, type of guy that I am.
Right. So. Another thing I noticed about your music, I've been playing in a lot on my show, is your emphasis on the lyrics. Would you say it's autobiographical in nature? Or
lyrics are kind of a weird thing about simplicity. We have a full-time lyricist who's not, you know, technically a member of the band in a sense of, like, coming up with the arrangements or melodies. I mean, I write probably half of the lyrics for the songs that I write.
Right.
And then Byard, who writes pretty much all the lyrics for the other songwriters in the band, I work with him about half the time, and I think he's brilliant. I mean, I don't know who would be better to work with other than maybe Bob Dylan.
Right, there you go. Well, it's like, I don't know if you knew Procol Harum, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Keith Reed wrote all theirs, and of course, Bernie Taupin, a famous example.
With Elton John.
With Elton John, you know.
Yep. Yeah, lyricists, the lyrics, I mean, you have to be able to have a background in literature, I think, and
right.
an extensive background. And I wouldn't call myself like a complete and total novice when it comes to literature, but I don't have the background of Byard. And he's just an expert at kind of the same thing I think Dylan was an expert at, telling somebody why they're lame. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But it's truthful, you know, and
right.
it's biting, but it's analytical and intellectual and still somewhat visceral.
Right.
All right. So what are we going to hear?
The first song I'm going to play is on Ego Straight. It's, I believe, the third track, and it's called Deep Blue Sea. That's one that I wrote with Byard, the aforementioned.
Okay.
This is me here. End up here as you. I've got a dream big, but you have to dream too. Maybe I'll use the left side of my brain. Something to gain. The truth lies somewhere out between 65 dealer and
Well, that was just great, Brian.
Thank you.
Sounding good as usual. Why don't you tell us about where you've been playing lately and the show that's coming up here next?
We just got back from a couple different runs. We did a little Midwest run in Moline, Illinois. Then we went to Terre Haute in Indianapolis, in Indiana. And then we came back home for a week, worked our regular jobs, and did our side project cover band. And then we went up to Petoskey and played last weekend up there, two nights, Friday and Saturday. The next show coming up is the big holiday show. It's, I think, what is it, the third year? Brian Moore, is it right?
Third, yes.
Yeah, third year we've done it. This year we're having just one other band, which is kind of different. Typically we have two opening bands, but this year we're just having one really great progressive rock band out of Detroit called Hogan Says, which I'm sure at some point you guys will have in here to rock out for you. Very high quality musicianship, high quality guys. And this is just like our present to ourselves, where we get to play a show at home on a stage that we've really grown to really enjoy playing, the Magic Stick, which is, you know, like the, for those of you that aren't quite familiar with the whole Majestic Theater Magic Stick complex, it's the room that has all the pool tables in it, but it's got a nice big club area too, and it's not as big as the theater and boomy. It's tough for us to like enjoy playing in like a huge theater. I think we kind of have always liked the immediacy of a club. You know.
Right, that's kind of in the nature of your music. I think I'd probably get lost in that stadium. You're not stadium rockers. I can see that at least.
Yeah, I mean, I think at some point we could, you know, evolve to where we could figure that out. But, you know, I don't think we could ever be like U2 and play like the Enormo Dome in every city, you know, and run around and have like a huge, you know, multi-level stage with a bunch of lights on the ground. And, you know, I'm not Bono, so.
Right. Well, it takes the cash, too, has to be there.
Yeah, for sure. That has to be the audience, too.
Right.
You know.
Well, we're really happy that your only other show is at the Magic Stick Saturday night, that you took the time to come down here to WHFR for our listeners.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. It's fun for me, and this is why I do it. You know, I'd rather be doing this than anything else. So.
We're glad you're here.
So you said you have a side project band. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's capital driven. We play all kinds of cover songs for people that don't, you know, that aren't generally there to listen to live music. They're there to have some background music. So we have like an extensive vocabulary and like classic rock and, you know, some newer stuff, but, and a lot of Motown.
Is it all the same members then, or?
Yeah, it's all the same members of Simplicity.
Just you have a different.
We actually call it the Simpletons.
The Simpletons.
I think, a fantastic name, because that's kind of what we think of the audiences that really love the Simpletons. But that's okay. I mean, you know, everybody's got their own tastes, and, you know, those songs, we wouldn't do them if they weren't good anyway, you know. And not all the time do you need to be artistic. Sometimes you can just entertain.
That sounds great. That probably was your original inspiration anyway, so it's definitely nice to return to that at times.
Yep.
All right, we want to remind listeners that they are listening to Brian Sheehan from the band Simplicity here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. And do you have something else for us to play?
I sure do. I got a brand new one that we haven't recorded yet. And I have to retune the guitar for a second. I got to just drop the D down. So bear with me.
Sure.
Everyone.
I'll mention that Al King Harvest is a real big fan of yours. When he heard you were coming in, we always try to get other DJs at the station to come in and help us with the motor show, because this is a public service show. It's not any one person show, and I'm really happy to have Alan. It's his first time here helping with the motor, and
that's awesome.
He's a real big fan of yours.
Yeah, well, I like the moniker King Harvest. Hopefully that's a band inspired.
Something of a band freak.
Yeah.
I'm a total band freak. But
that's funny. I didn't even mention that to you earlier when we were talking about influences, but the band is a huge influence on everybody in our band.
Oh, great. Okay.
You know.
I've been playing a lot of them and their solo projects as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were probably amongst the dozen or so people in Michigan that, like, recognized when Rick Danko passed a couple of years ago.
Oh, right, yeah.
A beautiful singer, awesome bass player, just an inspiration.
Yeah, great.
You know?
Yeah. It makes no difference.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Fantastic song. It doesn't get any better for ballads.
Right.
Who wrote that? Did Robbie Robertson write that?
Right. Robertson wrote that, right.
Yep.
I saw Rick Danko at Sully's on a solo gig. He just had a harmonica player with him before the band reunited.
Mm-hmm. The 90s reunited without Robertson.
Without Robertson, and he did all those songs, and he played an extra-large guitar that he emphasized the bass parts,
mm-hmm.
but he would throw in a few of the lead things, but he accompanied himself, and his later albums he brought out, he turned into something of a folky.
Mm-hmm.
As time went by, he kind of lost his hard rock, any hard rock edge he did have,
right,
and really went into that softer sound later.
Yeah, I mean, he just had a beautiful voice. Like, I think, you know, anybody that appreciates music would appreciate that.
And the opportunity to get out and see it live.
Oh,
being
yeah.
Memories of Sully's are very fond. And mm-hmm. tomorrow night, or Saturday night at the Magic Stick, is going to be another one of those shows that people will remember and say, brag and boast that they were there. So what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a new song called What Are You Doing?
All right.
Mm-hmm. feels like you want me to burn. While I wait in vain for your return, I'll try to make sense. While I try to make friends with the end.
That was great. So you're in the process of recording that now then? Is that what's going
on? We haven't
on?
Started recording. It's just a totally new tune that we played live sporadically over the last, I don't know, 2 months. But I definitely have plans to record it at some point. And it's sort of the next new batch of songs that Francis and I, who's the other main songwriter in the band, we've kind of had, you know, some really like kind of like fertile songwriting time right now. We've really been pumping out tunes, and that's like my favorite of what I've done so far, so that's when we started playing. But you know, at some point we'll definitely record it.
Sounding good there. Speaking of the other members of the group, could you tell us who they are so that
Definitely. Francis Giramello plays the piano, the keyboards, and sings. He's responsible for I think over what about half the songs on Ego Straight, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he wrote some of my favorites on the record. Peter Veen, who he also wrote a tune for the record. He's the drummer slash vocalist, and if you catch him in the right mood, slash guitar player. And he's fantastic, phenomenal player, which Francis is too. I'm very lucky to have been able to play with those guys. And then Francis's brother Frank plays the bass, and I've known him the longest out of anybody in the band. We went to high school together and pretty much been best friends since high school. He kind of was the one that introduced me into playing the guitar. Previously, I'd just played clarinet, you know, in band in school.
So you know how to read music then, I think.
Yeah, well, I had a background in music, so
that's good.
Switching over to guitar wasn't quite as you know, as tough as it may be for some people.
Do you ever still play the clarinet?
No, no. I don't.
Lost lip?
Yeah, I just I got sick and tired of going and buying new reeds. but yeah, Frank is the bass player. He's a phenomenal bass player. He's one of those guys that like you're not sure like sometimes where he's coming from, but he comes up with the
cooler stuff, I think, that we do live, and I really have always vibed off of him in the live setting, you know. He's a guy that, like, can set the tone for how good or, you know, how well we're going to play on any given night.
Well, we're hoping that on Saturday night at the Magic Stick, he's up and
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he will be. Yeah, you know, hopefully sure. He doesn't have to work his day job that day, and, you know, he'll be in a good mood.
Definitely. I know for myself, I'm not planning to go out on New Year's Eve. That's the night all the amateurs go out and get too drunk. So the 29th is definitely going to be my highlight New Year's Eve party.
Well, awesome. We'll
be there.
I'm happy to hear that. We're kind of hoping that we get, you know, everybody out that normally doesn't get a chance to see us. That's why we put some time into promoting it more than, you know, a lot of other dates that we play. And it's, you know, for us it's kind of special because we don't play Detroit that often. Even though we're from here, you know, you get to a point where you got to start trying to break other markets so you tour, you know.
Speaking of promotions, I've got to ask you about this poster that we have in front of us.
Yeah.
It looks to be like a late 40s pulp science fiction magazine cover.
Right.
You've somehow appropriated your symbol into it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got all the rights from the artist.
We did.
Probably 95 now.
Well, I think what we did was we tried to contact the next of kin, and they were unavailable.
I see.
So I think there's a license, like a some sort of a... Yeah. An unwritten license that we acquired.
Well, it's like Bob Dylan said, I'll just notify my next of kin.
Right.
This wheel shall explode.
Right. Exactly.
I do want to mention that there's two people in the studio. Only one is performing right now. Your manager, Brian Moore, is with you and
yep.
has been making little comments in the microphones.
Yeah.
We're glad to have him here today, too. He does a real good job.
He sure does.
Keeping in contact. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing this still. If it wasn't for him, he took over all of the jobs that I loathe to do.
Yeah, it's not just it's the show business.
It is a show business.
That kills a lot of people.
You try as hard as you can to keep it purely about art and music, but it's, you know, if that were the case, you wouldn't be able to do it enough because you wouldn't generate enough revenue to pay your bills, you know.
All right, that's a hats off to Brian Moore, then,
yes.
for
Thank
doing
you.
A fine
Definitely.
Job.
It's good to be here.
I'm going to make mention, too, of the fact that he's got just a fantastic pair of sunglasses on right now.
Yeah, he
the
looks
studio's
real cool.
So well lit that he's trying to avoid the glare. And I don't blame him. He's not down here where I am because I don't get all the glare down here, but yeah. You're a lot taller anyway. So.
Yeah, a lot closer to the light.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And somebody might mistake him for the star just coming by looking through the studio windows.
Right. Well, he is a star. I mean, he does have a reputation, you know, for being a star.
A lot of hair.
Yeah, a lot of hair is star quality.
Right. Yep.
And you can be found on the MySpace. You've got a MySpace Simplicity Band.
Yep, after the / for the MySpace.
Yeah.
And then also simplicitymusic.com is our website.
Your website.
And you can get, I believe... We still have the record up there to download.
We have the record as well as a recent performance from...
Hard Rock?
No, even more recent since Hard Rock. I don't even know, but it's a really good one. It's from the Kaju Cafe on Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, Thanksgiving Eve, yep, on the east side of Detroit. And we actually have our record available to download for free on our site, which is kind of... shooting ourselves in the foot, but we kind of initiated this move, but a couple months ago, I'm sure you guys are aware of Radiohead putting out their record digitally for on a pay-as-you-want basis, and we were kind of inspired, even though when we put the record out in May, we did have it available for free via download at the show and via download on our website. We saw that they did that, and I think that's just the way the music industry is going right now. I think that you're really – it's kind of a bad idea to buck that trend. I think it's good to get on board because with the digital transmission right now, there's absolutely no way to keep people from getting information that's out there. You know, it's sort of like the cat's out of the hat now. You know, Pandora's box is opened, and I think really as an artist, I think it's really – smart to embrace that. So it's available online for free.
There you go. If they go to simplicitymusic.com.
Yep, you can download it for free. Or you can buy it. You can buy actual CD quality, you know, recording, which is albeit a bit better sounding. You know, you can download the MP3s, which, you know, a lot of audiophiles aren't really into.
Plus, there's the liner notes. Which,
right. Right, and the artwork, which we spend a lot of time on. So yeah.
I know some of us older people like to have something in our hands to look at.
Oh, I prefer it, too.
I'm dead serious now. I like it better when...
I prefer it, too, but I understand the trend with the expediency and the immediacy. I mean, so I have an iPod, and there's times at night where I'm... It's 3 in the morning. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't have Where the Streets Have No Name by U2. I got to go online and go get it so I can listen to it right now just to satisfy that, you know, the instant gratification. So it's good to have that available, but it's also important to realize, hey, you know, there's people that used to make discs, and that's like an important thing, and it's tangible, and it reminds you that it's a tangible piece of art as opposed to, like, some digital, you know, representation of ones and zeros, you know.
Yeah. Well, the whole concept of a CD, like the old album, was as a suite of music.
Right.
It's kind of lost when people download just individual tracks to their iPod, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I think it's important to keep the entity of a suite of music, 40 minutes or so, that you can follow that kind of that moves in a direction.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I think the album, I think, is kind of the most important part for an artist. I mean, you can express so much over the course of a record that one song isn't going to give you. It doesn't matter how great the song is. It could be like a Rolling Stone. Still, in the context of the record, it makes more sense,
right,
you know, and
right.
It gives you a story. And it gives you, it's just the full, it's the full piece of art as opposed to, you know, like a corner of a painting. It's the full painting, you know.
Especially if that's your conception of it.
That's all, yeah, and I agree. I mean, singles are cool for, you know, dance music or pop music, but we're not doing pop music. You know, we're trying to do art, rock, you know, rock and roll as an art form. Like we said before, like the Beatles, I think, sort of ushered that era in, that pop rock could be art in the context of an album.
Right.
In the context of flow for an album.
Right, and each member contributes different parts of different songs.
Right.
And so you get to see the full complement of the players that way.
Exactly, and you get to feel really what they're doing. Because over the course of a live show, you're not going there to see, you know, one song.
Right.
You're going to see a whole show. So the record is sort of like, you know, your de facto representation of that. You know, a lot of times in the past, you know, you're not going to get a chance to see the band live. You know, I mean, it depends on a lot of things, logistics, economics, you know. But if you have the record, you got a pretty good idea of what they're about and where they're going.
How important is it for you guys to duplicate the sound of your record?
That's a very, very good question. It's important. I think in the context of a quartet, there's a lot of leeway that's got to be given because there's quite a bit of overdubbing that happens in the studio, and you get into a sort of a headspace that, well, I can have, you know, a whole horn section, and I can have cellos, and I can, you know, because digitally now you can reproduce a lot of that stuff, and it sounds very authentic. So when I was, you know, sort of producing, we were all kind of producing the record, but when we were coming up with the ideas, it was, let's make this sound like an entity in and of itself, sort of like a dreamscape, but not so far removed from what we could do, you know.
All right. Well, we've talked a lot of cerebral things about the music, but let's hear some.
Okay.
Here you go.
The next track I think I'm going to do is off of Ego Straight, and it's the first track, and it's called Someone Is Always Sinking.
To see you in light from underneath you, where snow reflects from where the light wants to be, and time takes its time to come back home to me. Seems like someone is always sinking away from me. I
She traced circles in starlight. She made plans that felt right to sell off the house and go back to work in the field. To make all the choices, deciding your fate is sealed. It seems like someone is always sinking away from me. When you falter or drive down all to so to speak, destinations I'll seek. Clouds can't give you what you're used to. I pretend to listen to you speak.
Clapping afterwards in the studio environment. It's like, wow, I've finally done it.
We actually do have a rather large audience. There's more people in the Studio A than in the Studio J performing today, which is rather rare. But yeah, everybody's enjoying it. And we were talking about where the CD is available if they don't want to download from the internet. You'll be selling them at the show?
Oh, yeah, we'll have copies for sale at the show.
And then how about, like, CD Baby or Amazon?
CD Baby. You can go to our site, and, you know, there's links that'll direct you to CD Baby if you don't want to go and search their site. But, you just have to type in Simplicity Ego Straight if you want to go write CD Baby, and it's on there. And you can listen to more tracks if you want. They're all available to listen to, little snippets I think they provide. So.
All right. Well, that's a great service.
As well as iTunes and
yeah,
a million other sites online.
Yeah, I'm sure Amazon has it too. I think we've submitted to pretty much everything known to man via the internet.
Okay, so do you have some more for us?
I sure do. I'm going to keep playing songs off the new record. This is the title track, Ego Straight. Make sure I'm in tune here.
Yeah, it's nice to have a musician who cares about tuning up. The Grateful Dead that could play for 6 hours.
Yeah, well, they were pretty obsessive about tuning as well. Just unfortunately for them, they were they came up at a time when technology didn't allow them to be as in tune as they wanted to be. Ego Straight. Thank you.
ego, straight to my head. A bag of Fritos spilled on the bed. I went to the movies drunk as a skunk. You and your floozies, you put a bullet in the trunk. To the casino to double it down. You're like Pacino, a face with a frown. Who cares how you look, your dad? He's rich. Mama coos. Who cares what you think? Everybody needs another drink. I got my teeth capped and I'm decked out in red. I let my ego straight to my hair. Man,
waste your brain cells. If you're gonna repair, you get what you paid for. Well, that's only fair. Despite all your labor, you're losing your hair. You beat yourself senseless with a club or a drink. When you look in the mirror, your eyes are still pink. Who cares how you feel? Your old man is keeping it real. Nobody cares what you do. AVN watchword is down with the flu. I got my teeth capped and I'm decked out in red. I let my ego straight to my head.
Very nice. Ego straight. Very yep. Cool.
So next, I guess we're going to be playing a little something that you've newly recorded here.
Cool.
We're going to be attempting here.
We're attempting to hook up the iPod to
the digital monstrosity.
Yes, it's technology, yeah. And we have this old archaic soundboard and all these cords running to it and somebody's mm-hmm. iPod since... Mysteriously, the our copy of Ego Straight has disappeared out of our library.
Which, honestly, that like makes me feel great, you know. Like somebody took it and they're like, "Ah, oh, great, I got a copy of it." Like, you know.
Yeah, but our mission is to get the music heard, and when we don't have it here to play, it's not fair to the other people.
Well, that's true. That's why we're going to send you another copy. I wish I would have brought some with me.
Well, thank you. All right, so how are we doing on the iPod thing? We're set. All right. Then what is this song?
I believe we're going to hear Black Betty.
Oh.
Is that correct? Yeah, this song's written by Francis and Byard. This is, I think, his most poignant composition on the album.
And we have silence. Is it? I don't hear anything. Do we have Joey in the house?
No, it's not going through there.
Okay. And, well, do you have something else you could play for us while they're trying to figure this out?
Yeah, for sure. Just play another track off of Ego Straight. I guess I will play Wine and Roses, which is the closing track of the album. Like we talked about before, I care about tuning. Right, it's funny too. Right now, Pete, our drummer, says I'm like obsessed with tuning. He might be right.
Well, when you're playing solo here in the studio and we've got headphones on, it matters.
Yeah,
so
you want it to
we
be
appreciate
good.
It, and so yeah. Do our listeners.
So this
we're
is.
We're rolling.
We have the track from the album, or you want me to play more?
Go ahead and play more.
Okay.
Suit you.
your father was buried in. And
whoa. Uh-oh. Looks like we just got it in the middle of the performance there. I just heard something coming. Oh, did we get it?
That's okay. Keep. Yeah, you can keep going okay. until we'll get it.
You know what?
It.
How about we just play the track?
Alrighty, we're going to do that.
Because now it just got totally flow busted.
Your confession lacks persuasion. In fact, it seems a little bit forced. You had good reasons for getting even. In fact, you're showing too much remorse. It's the little details that tell the story. It's the things that you don't need now. Like how her breath felt on your shoulder, and how her tears.
That was a yet-to-be-released Black Betty done by Simplicity.
It's actually off our old
album. Oh.
That we just released in May.
Oh, so it's not. Oh, so it is off Ego Straight.
Yep.
Oh, someone told me it wasn't when I typed
it.
I
thought it wasn't. Sorry, my bad.
We just didn't have our copy in the station, so we used somebody's iPod to get it. So we're going to listen to another one? Okay, yes. We're kind of disorganized here. We're running a little out of time.
This song's actually called Something Is Happening. It's by the drummer Pete Aveen. He also wrote the lyrics. It's off of Ego Straight as well.
And we hit. This is live, folks.
Guess who walked in? It happened to be a movie star who's on the TV. We just turn around, we walk right past. I must admit.
admit we walked a little too fast. We marched right down the streets to our home, and the sun came up over New Mexico. It's alright, this time I believe that something's happening. It's all fine to waste time to see how I feel sad again. Dressed up and looks real fine. We met before at about this time. She said, you're right, you played your cards too fast. I stood up and I just walked right past. I must have stopped, I left my feet at the door. She said, please don't come around here no more. It's alright, this time I believe that something's happening. It's all fine to waste time to see how I feel sad again. But it's alright, this time I believe that something's happening. But it's all fine to waste time to see how I feel sad again. Lying here, I woke up too fast. I cleared my head and filled my tank up with gas. I just figured out I got some places to be. That movie star just happened to be. It's alright, this time I believe that something's happening. It's all fine to waste time to see how I feel sad again. It's alright, this time I believe that something's happening. It's all fine to waste time to see how I feel sad again. How I feel sad again. To see how I feel sad again. How I feel sad again. To see how I feel sad again. How I feel sad again. To see how I feel sad again.
That was Simplicity here on WHFR, the only station making waves. We're coming to the end of the motor program, Margaret, and we've got Brian Sheehan out here.
All right, we'll turn that one down. Yes.
Thank you for coming, Brian. We enjoyed having you here. And,
Definitely. In fact, that last song, I do a show called Global Village Party on my normal show, and I could play that. That's got a world beat to it, so we'll be able to play that. I'm not hearing him.
Oh, we're not hearing you, Brian.
Oh, they turned the Mackie off, maybe.
There we go.
Okay. All righty.
Okay. Great. So do you want to plug your show one time for us?
Yeah, for sure. Saturday night, December 29th at the Magic Stick in Detroit. Simplicity and Hogan Says live. Tickets are, I think, $12.
Yeah, no, they are.
Or you could get them advance at Ticketmaster for a slightly lesser price.
Yeah. But the day of show, I think there's some sort of a markup, so it behooves everyone to get their tickets early.
Definitely, yeah, because this could be a sellout, I hope.
Yeah, I'm hoping too.
It should be a good time.
Yep.
I also want to mention something that Brian Moore has brought into the studio here. Can you tell us what this is?
Yeah, we actually have a gift for WHFR for having us on a couple times now. Last time we were here, we was the CD release party for Ego Straight, also at the Magic Stick. And we brought you guys a framed poster that's autographed by all the members of the band. And,
it's very cool. It's like a flying carpet, a lady on a gentleman's back flying over the city, all signed. It's very cool. We're going to have to figure out what we're going to do with it, if we use it for the Radiothon or hang it in the... I mean, we're certainly not going to let Jay hang it in his office, so we're going to have to put some bids on this thing and maybe So really thank you for that so much.
Yeah. We're happy to do it.
Really support the band, and they can find you at MySpace. Simplicity Band.
Yep, and then also simplicitymusic.com is our website where you can find out even more interesting things about us.
Okay, we've got about 2 minutes. Can you play us out of here?
Sure. Do you want me to just, I guess I'll just play you out.
Okay. Simplicity, tomorrow, Saturday night at the Magic Stick. Be there.
Yes.
And what is the song?
This one's going to be called Wine and Roses.
Something big.